listen to what I have to say and accept, or, you know, accept it instead of just white shutting me out immediately, you know. Okay. And there's a lot of that around. And that's one of the reasons why we left, because this, it just wouldn't ever find anybody any greater than this guy. I mean, he was just fantastic. And they just, because he got in the pulpit and said what he thought, mm-hmm. you know. Or just throw out things for somebody to pick up and even be open-minded enough to listen to him rather than immediately closing up. For instance, we had some people that were going to drop out of the church because he had a beard. You know, which is stupid. Just plain old, he's stupid. I can't, you know, I just can't hardly tolerate that kind of stuff, which really puts me just as bad as they are because I can't stand it myself that they would do that, you know, yeah.
What community is that?
It's what community, but, where the church was. Yeah. It was over off of Navajo Road, which is right in this particular area.
Yeah, what's this area called? Is
there no particular name. It's just part of Mobile.
Okay.
If you wanted to say something, I reckon you could say it was southwestern Mobile.
Okay. Now, can you tell me anything you know about your ancestry, where your parents came from, your grandparents, and on back as far as you
can? On back as far as I can go.
Yeah.
Okay, my grandmother, let's see now. My mother's family, she was a before she married. She was raised in Fairhope. Mm-hmm. And,
was she born there?
Yes. Well, out in the country, yeah. Around Fairhope. They came from Ohio. Mm-hmm. And her family, my grandmother's family, came from Wales. Just shortly before she died, she was telling some of the family that her grandmother came over on a boat and died in childbirth, I think. Mm-hmm. And that, and in the childbirth, it was her mother mm-hmm. that came up. I might be wrong, but that's about mm-hmm. The part. The my grandfather's side of the family, they traced that all the way back to Sussex, England, around 1498, oh, wow. Somewhere around in there. And I have a great aunt that was really into tracing family lines, and I have a book just chock full of all this stuff, you mm-hmm. know, and it goes all the way back, and she was a very loyal person to her family, you know, and thought they were all such great people, you know, and she always boasted that we were descendants of Richard the Lionhearted. Anybody's guess, I don't know, you know, but that's what she said, and she was really into the deal, and she did some work on the family tree, mm-hmm. and she helped this guy get this fellow, a colonel, somebody from up in the north somewhere. She helped him get this book compiled. And it's mm-hmm. a hardback. It's in hardback.
Oh, wow.
It's thick. It's about like that. And my husband's family, I don't really know a whole lot about them other than the fact that he is from North Alabama. He's from Decatur. Mm-hmm. And his mother is from up in that area. And mm-hmm. his father was born in Meridian, Mississippi.
And how about your father?
I don't know a whole lot about his side of the family. I have never known my grandfather, and all I know is that she raised four boys by herself. Mm-hmm. And I don't know a whole lot about that side of the family.
Now, was he mentioned me, he was born in Selma?
Yes, so, uh-huh.
Yeah, no, was she, his mother from there?
Yeah, Pine Hill.
Oh, is that